Welcome to the Unfolding Podcast. I am Erica Vohl, and I am a decision mentor and inner trust guide. I work with women, mainly those in midlife, trust their inner guidance, understand their unique strengths, and stop saying yes to what drains them. Using human design, coaching, and Reiki, we clear the noise so their no feels powerful and their yes feels true. Most episodes that I write and record come together pretty quickly. Others feel like they just pop in when I'm on a walk. This is not one of those episodes. This one took me almost 4 weeks to write. And every time I thought I was ready to record it, something else would come through. I had pages of notes, but it never quite felt ready. And now I know why. Because I had not fully received the message, which is exactly what the whole episode is about. Slowing down has come up multiple times over the last few weeks for me, along with contraction. And I recently learned that when we get sick, or there are those times when we feel like we're taking several steps backward, our system is actually preparing us for an energetic expansion. You might have seen that video with Johan Bukwa with the stairs and the trampoline, and you see him like walking upstairs and then falling back on a trampoline and then bouncing back up to the stairs and moving up a few stairs only to fall back again. And it goes over and over and over. And it's a video about life, but it resonates with me differently every time I watch it. It's that two steps forward, one step back that's been really taken to a completely different perspective. Watching this the last time I did reminded me how much this actually mirrors real life right now, especially with what I'm experiencing recently. And you might find that this is what's happening for you too. This time of year, November, has been traditionally a harder time for me. It's a really amazing, joyous time at the same time. My daughter's birthday is in the middle of the month. My mom's birthday is at the beginning of the month. We have Thanksgiving, and then it's my birthday, and then we have Christmas. So it's like there's a lot going on. But I have found that this year, it feels differently. I've had several days where I feel like I'm in the middle of a contraction. And this is not like a birthing contraction, like where I'm having trouble breathing. This is where things feel like they're shrinking, or I'm just so stuck that I feel frozen. And we all have those times when we feel like everything is moving along smoothly and we either get a flat tire or we lose steam or we get sick or something happens and we feel like we take that major step back. But these days can feel hard. Like these days of contraction feel like I can't get anything done. And I've learned to not try to write an email or a podcast or anything going to clients on those days, because the energy and the frequency behind it will come through. And like I said earlier, having dealt with seasonal affective disorder for years, but this contraction times feel so different. There are days when like fear and that loud inner roommate seem to take over. I talk all about that in my last episode when I was preparing for my fears workshop and how I was acknowledging those fears, and I have to say, after acknowledging those fears and noticing that they were coming up, I actually felt so strong and was able, it lit a fire in me, and then I was able to deliver probably the best workshop I have ever delivered. And a few weeks ago, when I was preparing for one of my earlier workshops, I found myself in this super productivity mode. I wanted to have a handout ready. I felt my perfectionist tendencies clearly very strongly flaring up. I was fighting with Canva, trying to get the images just the right size, making sure that the fonts were all the same color and that all the headings perfectly aligned. Very perfectionistic. I was so in my head that I actually had to call myself on it and stop pushing and feeling like it needed to be overly perfect. One of my values is authenticity, but when I get into that perfection mode, I can feel that authenticity like being ripped apart because it's like, oh, yeah, no, I have to be this way, but I really want you to see this part of me too. So it gets me into that funny state. I got in that state where I didn't want to be bothered, which to me is a definite sign that I need to step back and to pause. This is a theme that I've dealt with so much of my adult life. And now that I have studied human design and now that I'm entering my 50s, I'm realizing that when I get in that state where I can't be bothered or I feel perfectionistic, this is an invitation to slow down. And that invitation keeps coming up over and over this fall. It came through very, very clearly at a recent retreat, my first business retreat. This was not your normal retreat with workshops on strategy or marketing. This was a real pause from our usual pace, and it reminded me what it looks like to actually practice what I preach. I tend to do 99% of what I preach, but this one was like really taking me back to pausing and to getting into a flow and getting out of these stuck patterns. My friend Meg was one of the first people who introduced me to solo retreats, and I've taken several over the years where I go away for a weekend or a few days in the middle of the week, and I just have space for me, and it's a space and time for me to be quiet and to reset and think without distractions or disruptions or my phone going off. And what I found is like I really reconnect to myself and I come back so much more rested and just feeling like I have plugged all of my circuits back in. I know it is a luxury and a privilege to be able to get away, and I know that not everyone is able to do that. But it's something I am finding now is essential. When my energy edges start fraying, I need that time. And it may be that I just take a day off. I have that privilege now to be able to just say, I'm not working today. It may be just being for that weekend, having no obligations on my calendar. And I know that like every time I take these times to pause, I don't feel like I'm at the end of my rope. Like all those frayed edges get smoothed and softened. And I've also been fortunate enough to co-lead a day-long retreat for others, which was so fun. It was for women to just reconnect them to themselves. And as part of my coach training, I was then introduced to work retreats, which are so different than those solo retreats. This most recent retreat was a time for me to reconnect to my business. It was so nourishing on so many levels. And it wasn't, you know, that normal retreat about strategy and upscaling. So during this retreat, this deep pause from our usual pace, we did deep work with ourselves and our businesses. And it was so lovely to be able to pause and take that time and the space to connect with my business in a way that I don't normally do. I do sometimes, maybe every few weeks, but not this deeply. And I was also surrounded by others who are figuring out this whole entrepreneurship thing. Like they're messing up, they're learning things, they're sticking with it as they go. And I took so much from seeing other women in that space. In past episodes, I've mentioned like meeting the energy of my business and the spirit of my business, just maybe in passing. I've done the work with my friend Heather Wick on this. And at the retreat, Ann Bauer, who is also a holistic business coach, she works with family businesses. She's the one that led the retreat, and she led us through a similar practice that Heather has done with me on connecting to the energy of our business. It wasn't just connecting to the energy of our business. It was actually connecting with the energy that we bring into our business. And even though I've done this before, this one felt really intense and familiar and also so different. I think because I was immersed in it for 2 days, it's really hard to explain what meeting the energy and the spirit of your business looks like or feels like. I can really only share my personal experience because at the retreat, it was obvious that everyone experienced it differently. Since I've done it with two different coaches, it was really fascinating to me that the same entity that has shown up before showed up this time. And things had shifted, but it was the same animal that showed up again. And its messages are different every time. This entity is actually a moose. And it's shown up in different iterations as my business has grown, from this lanky moose with legs that were like way too long for its body, to a more mature and strong moose that had a much different message. That it's here to be strong and to support me and to show me that I can be bigger and to push the boundaries of what I think I'm capable of. Which just blew my mind because I feel like I'm being called into something more, but my mind is getting so in the way. And during the retreat, we also received one-on-one coaching with Anne, and I felt like a lot of these old stories starting to resurface. The ones where I tried this once and it didn't work. And then I took it as a sign that like my business wasn't working, which obviously is not true. But that story had much deeper roots. Like they were like, these old stories actually felt like bits of dough that were getting stuck to me. And I, you know, when you're kneading dough and there's like the little bits that get stuck to your hands when you're kneading the dough, that's what it felt like. Like these weren't just my stories, I noticed. Some of them were stories that other people had shared with me about their friends or a family member's business failing, because people seem to love to share what didn't work for someone else and why, you know, good luck with that and maybe it won't work for me. So as I said earlier, this retreat was a huge pause to get away from my desk, to disconnect from the energy and the craziness of my house. I didn't have any daily tasks. I didn't have anything to do. It was 45 minutes away and it felt like it was hours away. This brought me back to my why I started my business, why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I felt very clear that it was not just a reason to leave my full-time job. I was actually answering a calling. I felt like I could actually slow down and put on my own oxygen mask and tend to myself and to my energy. We did breath work. We walked a labyrinth, which was so powerful as like there was a thunderstorm rolling in and we were all wearing headphones because in this labyrinth space, you were not allowed to play anything loud and they ask you to be silent. So we were all wearing headphones, and as I was walking out of the labyrinth, I noticed there was a storm coming in. Everybody else had noticed it, but I was so immersed in what I was doing, I didn't even notice it. And halfway through, I took off the headphones and I just listened to the storm rolling in, and I got this message that said, "This weight is not all yours to carry." And I've physically felt this weight lift from my body. And it wasn't until I arrived home on a few days later that I noticed something actually had shifted in my body. That weight I was telling you about, I felt like I had been carrying it on my chest for years. I always thought it was related to my posture and my scoliosis, but I woke up and all of a sudden I noticed I could take this full 360-degree breath, like expanding my lungs and my ribs fully. It was absolutely amazing. I felt like I found myself still being in awe that I can breathe deeply, for not just from my belly, but from my chest. And I wake up every morning now and I'm like, oh, wow, I can breathe. So we did the labyrinth walk, we did the breath work, and what else did we do? We cried. Oh my gosh, boy, did we cry. And we also laughed so much. And we had amazing food to like nourish us, but it also gave us time to connect with each other during those meals and to like tell each other, like we found so many insights coming through as we were talking. It was just such a beautiful time. And I felt so supported, not just by Anne and her amazing assistant, but by those other women during those meals we were talking and just during our time together. also what came in were our guides and ancestors, and I felt mine so clearly. They gave me a message that also came through, that they want me to succeed and are rooting for me. The retreat was a couple of weeks before Halloween, and I know that the veils are thinner around Halloween, but the whole time, I felt them. My family came to Eastern Kansas, just outside of Kansas City, in 1860, and they settled about a mile from where I live now. My great-grandmother's grandmother, Lucy Jane, has actually been coming through pretty strongly in recent months, and her family lineage is how I am connected to the Converse family that arrived in Salem, Massachusetts in 1630. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff related to the people who arrived in the 1600s in the eastern part of the United States. That I have been working through. But I also, this message that came through with me was that she and my great-great-great-grandfather did not struggle through the harsh seasons and the harassment and the death threats from Confederate raiders that wanted Kansas to be a slave state. And I feel like I feel them so deeply. And for me to say, I don't know how this is going to work, and to just give up, really, because it feels hard. Like, they struggled and the rest of my ancestors struggled to pave a path for me so that I could dream and so I could expand. And I keep reminding myself that regularly. Like, even when I'm in contraction, I have support. I have people that are alive and those that came before me helping me. And working towards any goal or dream is never as easy as we want it to be. As that video with the stairs and the trampoline so clearly demonstrates. Anne is a family business coach, and she recently wrote in her magazine called Legacy about the importance of travel from a business perspective that really had me thinking, like, for getting out of your normal routine and gaining a new perspective. Getting to that retreat, getting away from my normal routine, it really brought me back to my internal space. As I said earlier, is a family business coach, and she recently wrote in her magazine Legacy about the importance of travel from a business perspective, especially for family business owners, to get out of the routine and to gain a new perspective. She wrote, "We go home clearer, calmer, and more present. The quiet gives you clarity." It was about that importance of travel. And also, I think that it could be just a really good way to remember that, like, we all need to disconnect sometimes to get away from those routines and patterns. I can really feel the shift happening with new ideas that are coming through and new things that are starting to take shape. Like, my business and I feel stronger after that weekend. And when I need a reminder of that feeling, I actually have, we made an oil concoction at the retreat. Mine is very earthy and grounding. It has sage and rosemary and orange. Ooh, it's just so good. It really brings me back to that centered place, especially when my mind starts spinning or I find myself questioning whether or not I'm being realistic. That the truth is being realistic is not why my ancestors worked so hard to survive. They didn't come here and endure what they did so that I could then say, this is too hard, and shrink myself. They had this dream for their grandchildren and the future generations for me. And so, yes, sometimes being realistic is what I need, but I'm also needing to dream bigger and needing to have a vision to work towards, because that is going to move me in a way that I never expected before. And I feel like, in addition to the pausing of the retreat, we are in this season of this liminal pause, this after the harvest, but before the solstice and the hubbub of the winter holidays, which is really a perfect time to reflect. I mean, the trees are pausing. Nature is pausing. Maybe not the squirrels that are digging in my garden, but, you know, everything is slowing down. And I feel like this is a good message for us. Like, what is no longer serving us? What do we need to let go of? What old stories are just not serving me? What can I pick out? Like, what are the gunky things that maybe need to be smoothed? Because these stories are not helping us. And they were not helping me. And I'm not like trying to get rid of these stories. A lot of it is just about loosening their grip so that when we are ready, we can leave them. Because I have noticed when I try to force things, that doesn't help. Like, I can't just physically disconnect from some of those things. Yes, I can take a pause and like smooth them over, but like it might just come back if I'm like yanking it, because something is going to trigger it and something's going to come back and it's going to be this wild wave. And for you, it might hit you in the weirdest times, especially during this time when we're around family so often. So I have found that for myself and for my clients, like, when we can take that pause and ask ourselves, what is the story? Where did it start? And what is it really telling me? Like, what stories am I telling myself around this? That came up very clearly at that retreat. And as I have started to think, like, where did that story come from? I've able to pick some of them out and to let them go. And it's been really fascinating. I find that the stories that come up at the times when I'm feeling the lowest are sometimes the ones that are hardest. And I'm sure that's true for a lot of people. So as we come to a close, I want you to think, like, what are things that you can do to allow yourself to step away, even for a few hours, if you're able to, for a few days? The last time you were able, did it feel like a break, or were you so scheduled? Say you went on vacation, that you came back feeling like you needed a vacation from your vacation. Over the next few weeks, as our time gets pulled in many different directions with family obligations, time with friends, what is one small thing you can do to give yourself that break, to give yourself that pause? It may be taking an afternoon off to be alone or spending time with a friend that you have not had a deep conversation with. It may be getting in your car, if you have one, and driving to a place that feels really special and spending the afternoon there. Or if you're able, like, book a night at a hotel that feels like a luxurious getaway, just to get out of your house. It also may be turning off your phone and taking a day off with no plans and letting yourself just follow what comes up for you. And if you're someone who journals, bring that with you on your little excursion. You might be surprised what comes through when your brain and your nervous system have that break, and then you can let out that long, nourishing exhale. Whatever it looks like for you, turn off your phone, take some time to be with yourself and recharge. We all need that right now. We all need some calmer times. Things feel really crazy right now. And I know that as we move into winter, that time of stillness, we need to come back to ourselves calmer and clearer and more present so that then we can start to plant the seeds for what's next for us for spring. If this episode resonated with you, I want to invite you to book a life and energy audit call with me. This session is a pause button, especially if you're feeling like your job is sucking the life out of you, or if you are so exhausted and resentful every time someone asks you for your time or your energy, or another obligation just feels like it's piling on top of you. We will walk through a guided check-in to help you explore where your energy is going, what's actually working for you, and what is quietly draining you. That's what we find so often, is that we don't know what's draining us until we take that step back. And it might not be like big chunks. It might just be small chunks chipping away. This is a grounded conversation. This is a judgment-free conversation to help you connect to what truly matters. There's no prep required. Just show up as you are and we will talk. And if this episode spoke to you, please follow the show, leave a quick review, or share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. Be well, and I will talk to you soon.